Hey, hey, habit thrivers. If you're ready to rock your next chapter, this is your place. It's time to live your most fit, fearless, and fabulous life. I believe that our daily habits and routines set the foundation for achieving our dream lives and help us find more passion and clarity with less doubt and uncertainty. So let's get cozy. Grab your planner and your favorite beverage and come along with me on this journey of reclaiming your passions and finding new ones along the way. Welcome to the Habit Thrive podcast, a podcast for women in their me now years. Each week we explore habits, routines, and rituals to reclaim our power and our awesomeness to live our best chapters yet. And so March is all about planning. Planning our next chapters, planning our future, planning our happiness. And in fact, if you haven't had a chance to listen to my interview with Jane Hogan, the wellness engineer, that was last week, have a listen as it kind of sets the foundation for moving forward into March, especially as I'm going to talk about why we perhaps don't plan forward into the next season, into the next year. And part of that is around our feelings and emotions and beliefs around our me now, or as Jane describes them, our freedom years. So again, have a listen back. It's a great interview. I had lots of fun. And it really does also, again, set the foundation for moving forward into March. Now, another thing I want to mention, and I will put the link in the show notes, is that I'll be speaking about my seasonal planner. Actually, it is 3 years running as I come into this spring and summer planner that runs from May until August. And I will be printing that, actually. So here we are. Well, happy time change. I'm thinking about that right now. You have made it through week one of the time change. So first of all, big congratulations, hugs, all of that. Some of you are going to find that you're going to need another week. I always allow 2 weeks to make that transition into the time change. And so that got me thinking, right? I'm like, okay, where are we? What's the date? Because we are about a month away from where I would be printing the planner. So if you're listening to this podcast in real time, March the 16th, okay, around that time, if you're listening, I'll be printing the planner in about a month. And if you're looking for more tips, more strategies around spring and summer planning, and you actually want to have a look at what's going on with this 2024 spring and summer planner and tracker, then join me on Tuesday, March the 19th at 7 p.m. It's a Zoom masterclass information session. The link is in the show notes. And again, it's free and a chance to just come together and get excited, actually, about the spring and summer. So if you are listening to this episode after this masterclass has actually occurred, reach out to me and I will ensure that you receive the recording. So that's all I'm going to say about that now. The link will be in the show notes. But I get really excited this time of year, and I get excited about the next planner. And every time I, let's say, prepare another planner for another season, the excitement grows, my skills around planning actually have grown and continue to grow. And this is what people who have been using the planner have talked about, the fact that when they first, let's say, started planning with planners, they have a pile of planners and trackers and journals and with a few pages in it, done, and then it's tucked away. This is quite different. And especially because I'm going to it just tends to happen naturally that I'm linking my podcast with the planner, because going forward into our next chapters, it is about planning. It is about looking forward. It is about manifesting, and it just connects beautifully together. So if we come back to the title of this particular episode, why planning for the summer now is so important, but why we resist it. And it's important to kind of call that out, because very often we think we're on our own and we'll make just a blank statement. Oh, no, I don't plan. So number one is our resistance in terms of planning forward is that, or planning in general, even planning your morning or planning your day or your week, okay, or your summer or your next stage of your life. Sometimes we'll say, I just want to go with the flow. And let me tell you right now, I am all about going with the flow. And in fact, even as I look at the design of this planner going forward from May till August, I make recommendations in there that, you know what, let your planning go for a week or a day or however you'd like to play with this. Because when we let our planning go, our routines, our habits, even our rituals, we really notice what is working for us and what really supports us. And so it's a process, it's a very intentional process, right? Instead of saying, oh, there's no use even planning forward. Nothing ever turns out anyways. I have no control, right? That's very, very different than saying, I'm going to intentionally let my routine go, let my habits go, for example, for the weekend. I'm just going to go with the flow. So I encourage that. And sometimes, actually, we're not forced into this, but let's say something happens and that we're sick or family members are sick or we're traveling and like just things that come into our habits and routines that naturally have us letting go or having to let go of some routine or some of our habits. And so in that moment, even, right, you might say, well, I'm not just going with the flow. This is actually what has happened now. I have to totally let things go because I have to focus on this. And so that is, even though going with the flow and let's say being kind of nudged into having to let go of routines, it's the same thing in terms of the results. In both of those circumstances, once you come out of, let's say, letting go of that particular morning routine or evening routine, you notice, okay, I need to come back to this. And I need to come back to going to bed at this time. I need to go back to, you know, turning social media off at this time. And so the parts of your habits and routines and rituals that you let go, when you start to add them back in, they come back with a new enthusiasm. There's gratitude. It's like, oh, it just feels so good to come back to these. So again, wanting to go with the flow, I'm absolutely all about that with intention and just noticing when sometimes, again, is not your choice, but that's okay. You can still take the opportunity to reevaluate your habits and routines. So thinking about this, especially with the time change right now, so that hour change, it will change some of your rituals. Let's say your morning ritual. The time will sort itself out within the next couple of weeks. But being dark in the morning and lighter at night, how it's already changed our evening routine is that, and I'm going to admit it, we kind of got away a little bit with walking in the evening. We actually ended up going back to just a little bit of a exercise sequence that didn't get us, I'm talking about my husband and I, didn't get us too fired up to not be able to sleep, but also just had some movement going on, a little bit of time on the treadmill, some yoga sequences, all of that. But we had got away from our evening walk. This week, 3 days out with our evening walk, and our dog is so happy. So because of course Jammers, she can do some yoga for sure, but she likes to get out. So that opportunity, noticing that, made me again take a kind of step back going, oh my gosh, like when did we get out of that evening ritual. So we're back at it, and the opportunity of the time change is what changed that. So it's not just, let's say, consciously letting go of your habits and routines for the weekend or for the summer, whatever it is, or something comes up, you're traveling, you're sick, someone else in your family, you're letting it go, or there's literally a change in the environment, like a time change and a seasonal change. So we have those opportunities to really assess, where are we with our habits? Is this habit still working? Or perhaps I'm going to get up a little bit earlier now as we move into the spring and the summer. So going with the flow, I encourage it, but there's a point for me where I'm like, okay, now I need to come back to my planning. I'm going to give the example of the weekend. So in the past, I used to say from a sleep perspective, the weekend's actually a good time to let go a little bit of your habits and routines around your sleep or your rituals. Maybe catch a little bit of a longer nap in the afternoon. I'm going to retract that. And I don't know if it's an age thing. I don't know if it's a scientific study thing. I don't know if it's clients also getting back to me and letting me know. But what I find is that if I totally let go, and I'm going to use the example of a sleep ritual, and go to bed later, right, and get up later, and perhaps nap, what happens, or longer, nap longer, because I do like to nap, but what happens is that on Monday, it's like, okay, got to get back to this routine. And it's like you're starting back again every Monday. So then, let's say you let go of your evening ritual, you go to bed a little later, you might have an extra glass of wine, you might have an extra cup of coffee in the morning because it's the weekend, and then you don't sleep well Sunday night, and then maybe Monday night, and then you have a good sleep Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe Thursday, and then we go through that cycle again, because again, it's letting go. This is what I'm finding, and this is why I get to have a podcast that I can share. I'm going to say my personal opinion at the same time as I am working with clients on this, and I am absolutely obsessed with information on sleep. I always have been, because for me, it's probably the most important, let's say, habit and routine and ritual. That is that keeps me grounded and keeps me healthy. Okay, I'm going to say that. So it is a focus. So noticing, right? On Monday, are you going back to, oh, I got to get back to my routine. I got to get back to my ritual. Notice what happens. Notice the cycles. And then play. Play on the weekend with going, oh, I am going to go to bed, you know, at night. For me, it's 9:30, right? I want to be asleep before 10 o'clock. That's an Ayurvedic recommendation around not getting into that pitta fire time between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. is a pitta time. I want to be asleep during that time. Okay? I don't want to get that second wind. So making that decision again, so I'm going to go with the flow a little bit on the weekends, but I'm not going to let that evening ritual go. The other thing to think about is this is what happens in the summer months, right? So some people right now, I get it. At one point I said, oh, I don't really think I need to do a May, June, July, August planner. People are planning in the fall, they're planning in the winter. And then it was like, but you know what happens? Is that in August, I start to get the emails back. I need to get back to my habits and routines. I let this go. I let that go. And then all of a sudden, it's like September is like Monday. Okay, I got to start again. Because I let these things go. And so it's that feeling of never getting ahead with your health, with your sleep, with your strength. Because there is kind of a least amount of things that we can do in our habits and routines, again, whether it's water, whether it's going to bed at a certain time, getting up at a certain time, having a particular healthy meal in the morning that is your absolute staple that you're not letting go of. And so you start to notice, what is the least amount that I need to do over the summer months, for example? Okay, so you might be letting go as you go over the summer months. You might be letting go of your daily walk, or you might be adding your daily walk. But your daily walk might go to a daily bike. It might go to a daily kayak. And so the planning, the cue, right? Keeping that timing the same. The routine is a cardio routine of biking or hiking or taking your yoga outside, taking your yoga to a dock. So you still have your cue, your routine, and your reward, which is your health and your happiness. And you're still planning for that, potentially. I love to put that in my planner. I still love to check that off because I find that I forget. And so, oh yeah, I wanted to go on, you know, I wanted to do my biking 3 times a week. So that goes into my habit chart. And very often, if I want to be very specific about it, it goes over into the other side of my planner, which is where I'm putting a time to it. And so that feeling of, I don't want to plan, I just want to go with the flow. I'm all about it. The only thing I'm suggesting is notice the amount of time to go with the flow. Notice what's bubbling up when you let go of your habits, your routines, and rituals. Notice your keystone habits and notice how they change season to season. Okay, so that is one of the barriers to planning, is thinking it's an all or nothing. I either have to go with the flow or I have to totally let my planning go. No, it can be an absolute fusion. So that's number one. Number two is just generally a fear of planning, a fear of putting things on paper, a fear of committing to something, to making ourselves accountable, to being disappointed if it doesn't turn out, for also thinking, who am I to plan that forward, right? We get hard on ourselves. It's like, no, I'm going to see what happens. You might say, for example, I've planned this before. I've planned to get healthy. I've planned to, you know, do a daily walk. I plan to do my strength training 3 times a week. I plan to do my meditation. And then I didn't do it. And then I feel actually worse. Not only do I not feel better, but I feel worse. And I'm here to tell you that that is such a common thought process that we all go through. We all go through. So that fear of planning, and it is that fear of disappointing ourselves. And sometimes it's the fear of disappointing others. Right? It's like, oh, I don't want to plan that forward because what if I can't go? If I plan that lunch, you know, with my friends, or I plan that spa weekend, or I plan that camping, or that wine tour. So you might say, I'm going to take on the planning for that. But what if I can't go? What if everybody doesn't enjoy it? What if I mess something up? And been there, done that, right? I've done that. It's going, oh, yeah, no, that was for another day. As we're standing there. But that's okay. Oh my gosh. Because it always works out. It always works out. And in fact, something else very often happens in those opportunities. You're like, oh, we can't stay here, but we're going to go over there to this hotel or this for a night. And then you just discover this new gem. And then you go back to your original plan. It always works out. There's always opportunities that come in and bubble up. And we all make mistakes in our planning. There are huge mistakes, right? Of booking flights on different, like, I haven't done that, but I've had friends and family who have done that, right? Arrived at the airport. Oh, it was last week. Oh, for sure. And so, yes, those are difficult ones, but they shouldn't stop us from planning. And also not being too hard on ourselves, because honest to goodness, when you do something, all you have to do now is just search Facebook or Google or talk to somebody. Someone else says, yeah, I've done that. You're like, oh. So don't let fear of planning, whatever happens, happens. And literally, this is going to connect into the third reason we don't plan, is I have no idea what's going to happen. I don't know what's happening with my finances, with my health, the health of my family. So again, you can see how these connect together. But if we don't plan forward, and we're fearful of planning forward based on all of those, then let's just say someone else will plan forward for us. So are you ever in that situation? And you might be in that right now where you're like, oh my gosh, like every weekend is taken up in the summer. And in Northern Ontario, we describe the summer as 8 weekends. Okay, the weekends in July and August. And through family reunions and weddings and celebrations of life, right? So those have definitely moved into the summer months, which is, again, beautiful. At the same time, those weekends, those 8 weekends, if we have not planned forward in terms of what we want to do, if we're going to go with the flow, somebody else is going to fill those weekends up. And then your fear is like, oh, but what happens if a reunion comes up? What happens if a wedding comes up? And I'm going to tell you right now, it's March. If someone hasn't spoken to you about a reunion, an event, a wedding yet, like, too bad. Okay, I'm being a little bit whatever here. But plan your summer. Plan your weekends. Plan who you want to be with. Plan what you want to do. And yes, the beautiful thing now around, like, not just booking.com, right, and Expedia, with all of those abilities now to cancel up to 24 to 48 hours, even the Airbnbs and even the big hotels, right, now that are saying you can have cancellation. Remember that you can book forward, but also at the same time, be aware when you are booking forward into tours and different things, be aware of the cancellation policy, but also know that that gives us so much flexibility with being able to plan forward. And if you have to pivot, you have to pivot. We get used to doing that. I'm not going to say get used to canceling and that. I think that accountability and that firm, I'm going to do this, is really, really important. But it's balanced with, okay, if I need to shift or pivot because something else has come up. And yes, sometimes there might be a wedding that's popping up in August right now. And it's like, I need to be there. I want to be there. So you can pivot. But don't let this barrier of, I'm not even, so like finances for sure. But the thing with finances is that if you've planned forward, then you can start to organize that right now. How much am I, you know, do I need for gas? Do I need for travel, hotel, or not? Because again, we can plan forward without the financial part of it, right? We're doing staycations. But even with staycations, if we haven't planned them, they're potentially not going to happen. So all around us, we have such beautiful, we're close to Tomogamy, we have canoe trips, we have camping, we have hiking trails, we have the ability to plan picnics and plan outings. But unless we're planning them, right, there might be a very little financial commitment, but there's a time commitment. And then and the people that you want with you. And then all of a sudden you're saying, I'd like to, you know, do this next weekend and the weekend after, and everybody's weekends are planned. And so finding some flexibility into that forward planning, know that you're going to be able to pivot, but also owning your summer, owning your agenda. Okay, don't worry again about some of the things. We can't control everything. But we can control our thoughts going forward and some of the plans that we want to do, because even if we're pivoting, that's within our control. Okay, so that's number three. So number one barrier is we don't want to plan because we want to go with the flow. Number two barrier is a fear of planning. Number three, there's no use planning, right? Right now, I don't know my finances. I don't know my health and my family. And that's the unknown. That's a little bit slides into the fear of planning. Number four is, I don't know what to plan. I never look after myself. I'm not the planner in the family, right? That kind of thing as well. And I put my hand up to this because my husband does a lot of the planning. And so I'm like, oh, okay, I've noticed that. I'm going to do a little bit more of the planning around some of the gap areas. Mind you, I'm fine to let him plan some of the travel stuff. I'm all over that. I'm like, you go. But I've got lots of room again to plan within the summertime, within the gaps of that. But again, that is something that comes up. I'm not the planner. I don't know what to plan. I don't know where to go. I don't use the internet. I don't like to plan. I don't like to pay on the internet. So again, there are things that are coming up, and just call them out. Call them out. There are ways to work with friends and family members in your planning to be able to do that. Okay, you've got for example, in my planner, I have a bucket list, and it moves forward planner to planner. There's three planners a year. Okay, fall, winter, and spring and summer. That bucket list moves. We redo it every planner. So you have a look at your bucket list, right, for the summer. What are some of the things? Might be bungee jumping. Might be jumping out of a plane, right? It might be just traveling on your own for a weekend. Oh my gosh, I love that. So what is on your bucket list? The other place to check, for sure, you can go online, go on to Pinterest, make yourself a Pinterest board. Oh my gosh, I love that. So you can do a vision board, you can do a travel board, you can combine that board. Okay, so that's a place to be going. And I also love in my planner and tracker, I have a health and happiness wheel, kind of a balance wheel, right? How balanced am I with my physical health, with my spiritual health, with my social health, with my community health, with my house and my home? And so when I look at that wheel, it sparks up, oh, okay, perhaps I should look at doing something around different around my garden this summer. That's planning forward. Again, it doesn't have to be a big trip. Right? You're planning forward to perhaps do some raised gardens or to try something else in your garden. So it's around traveling, but it's around your health, it's around your happiness, it's around your home. So you look at your health and happiness wheel and say, yeah, I could add a little bit more in this area right here. Might go on a 10-day meditation retreat. Okay, you might paint your fence. You're thinking, oh, that's not on my bucket list, but that's like, actually, I don't mind that. I like painting. I enjoy that. And so really understanding where are the gaps and what do you love to do and planning for it. You do know how to plan. Absolutely. We can all plan, but sometimes we just need to remind ourselves of that. So again, the resistance to planning forward into the summer, into your next chapter, into the rest of your life. You just want to go with the flow. Number two, you might have a fear of planning, right? A little resistance to planning, a little resistance to being disappointed. Number three, I have no idea what's going to go on in the future, so why plan? Okay, with finances, with health, with the environment, oh my gosh, now we can just go with so many issues around what's going on in the world. Talking about fear, right? And having us not plan forward. And number four, you might say, I don't know what to plan. I'm not a planner. I don't know how to plan. Okay, so there's so many resources. And I'm gonna shout out my planner again, my planner tracker. Again, the link in the show notes, because I'm there to support you with that for sure. And so I'm actually going to kind of bring this all to a wrap it up with a nice bow. And I actually didn't end up putting this quote in front of me, but it is a quote in my planner for this particular week, where it is, good fortune happens when planning and opportunity meet or connect. And as I was thinking about that, I kind of thought I wanted, and that's Thomas Edison, so I kind of wanted to change that to, the magic happens when planning an opportunity, right, unite. Because these opportunities that are going to come up for us to do something, to try something, to even be a certain way, unless it's already in our mind. Now, it could happen if it's not in our mind. It could for sure happen if it's not in our planner. Okay, so I should say that. But the chances of something happening, something changing, something transforming, when we have thought about it, when we've made those connections in our brain, shout out to Dr. Joe Dispenza, okay, when we've wired that part of our brain for our future self, when we've written it down in a planner, we've put it in our plan, right? That is where, when opportunities arise, we're just like, right, I already saw that. I already knew that was going to happen. Oh my gosh, I'm signing up for that right now. I was already thinking about that. That's where opportunity and planning, that's where the magic happens. And so that's why I suggest that we do some planning forward into the summer. So I'm going to leave that with you. Have fun. We're actually, for this month as well, I have a special guest coming. I'm so excited. Her name is Lindsay Hindle. She is an amazing tapper, so emotional freedom technique. And she's actually going to help us tap on some of these limiting beliefs and resistance to planning, and kind of spark up our optimism. That's the other thing, right, is we cultivate optimism as we plan forward. So she's going to help us with that. So I'm so excited about that. All right. So let's take a breath. And I'm resting my hand on my heart right now. I am just so grateful for all of you listening, for all of you being open and being curious about the possibilities. And so feeling that optimism, that gratitude, that opening as we move into the spring and summer, feeling that, softly breathing in a nice long exhale out. Have a fantastic week, second week of the time change, or whenever you're listening, and I will talk to you again next week. If you love this episode, I guarantee you're going to love exploring all the amazing opportunities that await us in reclaiming our awesomeness together. So come on over to my Facebook group, Women's Wellness Community for Women Wanting to Rock Their Me Now Years, or let's connect over on Instagram at HabitGuru365 and make the Habit Guru podcast your healthy new habit.